بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Once again, welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for All. In this program, we are learning the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, the language of the Hadith, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and pious people. And of course, pious people are not just Arabs, but you're saying that learning this language, learning the Arabic language, it will add a lot to this, those people of taqwa. It will add a lot to those people who wish to develop the understanding of the Quran, the khushu' in salah as well, learning the ma'ani, learning the meanings of the Quran and the meanings of the hadith and dua. All this will reflect on the person, inshallah. Make intention you are learning this language for this purpose, so that each moment you're spending with us trying to learn the Arabic language, you will be rewarded for it, inshallah. Don't forget, if you're not amongst the students of Al-Arabiyatul Jami', you can join us by giving your telephone number and your name to our engineer, and he will give you a student number, inshallah, starting from 266, inshallah ta'ala. We are in Surah Al-Baqarah, and we're going in order learning the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are studying in order, so we went through Surah Al-Fatiha, then we moved on to Surah Al-Baqarah, and we're now in verse number 94. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ. I hope you are opening your kitab, the Noble Quran, on Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 94. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خالصة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. This is the verse we're studying today, inshallah. قل, say, we studied it before. قل means say. From يقول, the present tense verb, يقول, to say. In some Arab, in some colloquial Arabic, they say يقول for the letter قاف, they're pronouncing it sometimes غا. Instead of saying قال, they say قال. And in some other colloquials, they pronounce the qaf as a. So instead of saying qala, they say ala. But the proper Arabic is qala yaqulu qawlan. Qala yaqulu, qala past tense means said. Qul, this is a request or command verb. Qul. Qul in kanat. Say if. Kanat. If it was for you, if it was designed for you, if it was ordained for you, if it was made for you. كانت لكم, if it was for you, if this life is الدار الآخرة, if this next life will be for you. Sometimes the Quran speaks about the future and uses the past tense for the future. The meaning here is to affirm that it's to affirm on the meaning that what's going to happen, what's going to occur. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ, say if it was for you, the next life, if the next life will be only for you. الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. الدَّار means home or house or abode, or the home of the year after, referring to الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, the year after. And الْآخِرَةِ is the opposite of الْأُولَى. الْأُولَى, the first, referring to this life which we are living in now. It's called the first life, الْحَيَاةُ الْأُولَى. Or al-hayat al-dunya, this dunya life or this first life is called al-hayat al-dunya, al-hayat al-ula, while the next is called al-akhirah, the next or the year after or the last life, the main one. Al-hayat al-akhirah, al-dar al-akhirah, the home of the year after. Al-akhirah, alif lam, alif, kha, ra, and raunta. Al-akhirah, عند الله. عند الله, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense that this akhirah, or this life of the year after, will be in nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خالصةً من دون الناس. خالصةً من دون الناس. خالصةً means exclusively. خالصة, exclusively. خا, ألف, لام, كسرة under the lam, so pronounce it لي, خالي, then attached to it صاد, خالص, attached to it round ta, khalisatan. Khalisatan means exclusively. Min dunin nas, from all people. It's exclusive for you beside all other mankind. Min dunin nas. excluding all mankind. That's the meaning of min duninnas. So, excluding all mankind, and you're saying that you only, as the children of Israel, will be the only people who are deserving paradise. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them a shart here. They say, in, and jawab al-shart, in, if. If you're saying so, then. Now let's listen to then. فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَتَمَنَّوا, wish. Can you wish, can you hope? يَتَمَنَّ means to wish. فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ, can you wish for death? Can you wish to meet your Creator? Can you wish for this life of the after by dying, by saying or asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause you to die? فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ, then wish for death. Wish for death. Make a wish. فَتَمَنَّوْ, يَتَمَنَّ means to wish or to hope. يَا تَ مِيم نُون, shadda on top of the noon, and a fatha, small dash on top of the shadda, then waw, and yatamanna, and after present tense, yatamanna, end with a ya maqsura, which is pronounced as an alif, yatamanna. Now, fatamannu, for a group of people, say Allah's approaching group of people here, fatamannu, so then, wish, as a group, wish for death, al-maut, maut is death, meem, waw, and ta, maut, death, it's the opposite of life, al-hayah, hayah is life, maut is death. Hayah, life, maut, death. Taking from the word maut, the word mayyit, dead. Mayyit, dead. Meem, ya, and ta. And there is a tashdeed there, mayyit, tashdeed and kasra under the tashdeed. So we say mayyit means dead. The plural, who can figure out the plural of mayyit? Mayyit. I'm sure one of our students are saying mayyit amwat. The plural is amwat. That's one of the plurals. Can you figure the other one? Mauta. Mauta. Can you figure the other one? There is a third one. Mayyitin. Mayyitin. Right, so there are, as I said, Arabic language is very rich when it comes to vocabs. So sometimes you find one word have different meanings. Sometimes you find one word has different plurals, and all are correct. فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you, in means if, in alif, hamza under the alif, kasra, small dash under the hamza, then noon, in if, in kuntum, if you are, صادقين, if you are truthful, if you are truthful, then wish for death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what happened. He says in the next verse, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا, but they will never wish for it. Ever. They will never wish for it, ever. لَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ means they will never wish. They will never wish for it. لَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ, they won't hope for it. يَتَمَنَّا, we just spoke about, means to hope or to wish. لَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ, they won't wish for it. أَبَدَ means ever. أَبَدَ means ever. أَلِف, هَمْزَ, بَا, دَال, and أَلِف again, so it's أَبَدَم. أَبَدَم means ever. أَبَد, أَبَد is ever, or long time. Also the word أَبَد refers to a very long time. Very long time, it's called in Arabic abad. Right? So abad, sometimes it means ever, forever, and sometimes it means just too long time or very long time. لَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah gives us the condition here. Why is that? Why they won't wish for it? بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, because of what? Bima, bima, bi means because of. Bima, ma means what? Also ma means ماذا, alone. If you say ma alone or ماذا alone, it means what? Bima, because of what? So Allah is telling us, because of what? Because of what? قدمت أيديهم, because of what? Their hands. أيديهم is a plural of يد. يد, أيدي. Yad means hand, one hand. Yad, yadain, the jewel, called yadain or yadan, means two hands. Then there is aidi, aidi means hands. أيديهم their hands because of what the hands give or brought forth or sent ahead, because of what the hands did from actions that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they fear to meet Allah. That's why they fear death. It's as if there are someone who is writing an exam and is fearing the exam. Why? Because he didn't study. Didn't study well. So whenever the exam is getting closer, the person is, you know, worried in tension. Why? Because he didn't study. He didn't do anything for that. He didn't prepare well. بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ because of what the hands produced. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ and Allah will know perfectly well those people who are ظالمين, who are wrongdoers, who are oppressors, who are transgressors. All these are meanings for ظالمين, plural of ظالم. ظالم, ظا, ألف, لام and ميم. ظالم means an oppressor. So the word ظالم means an oppressor. And ظالمين means oppressors. ظالمين, oppressors. And taking from that, ظلم. ظلم, oppression. ظلم means oppression. So stop here, verse number 95. In the coming program, inshallah, we'll be taking this verse. And we'll go for a short break. And when we come back from the break, inshallah, we will be preparing for you some phrases. Important phrases that we can use if we go to an Arab country or to communicate with Arabs.
Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalq kullihim. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala
صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it blessed days. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We are already in blessed days, the days of Dhul Hijjah. خير أيام الدهر, as it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best days of the year are the days of the first 10 days or the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. So we make a lot of good a'mal inshallah in these 9 days. And one of these good a'mal is to learn the Quran and to learn the Arabic language and learn the language of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, hoping to develop more khushu and more taqwa, inshaAllah. Some dialogue phrases, important dialogue phrases that we might need, inshaAllah, if we go to an Arab country, going for Hajj, going for Umrah, or perhaps communicating with Arab people or reading. This is titled At Passport Control. At Passport Control. في نقطة الجوازات, in the airport. While you're in the airport, first they'll take you to the passport control. Passport means جواز السفر. جواز السفر. That's the meaning of passport in Arabic. جواز السفر. Passport. جوازات. جواز السفر. جيم واو ألف زين. سفر سين ثاء راء. سفر travel. جواز السفر. The passport. نقطة الجوازات passport control نقطة نقطة control نقطة الجوازات في المطار in the airport or at the airport. Next person in the line please. Next person in the line. الشخص التالي في الطابور. الشخص التالي في الطابور. الطابور is line or row. In Arabic طابور. طا ألف با واو and را. طابور or الصف. Or the word الصف also is understood. So في الصف or في الطابور. في الصف means in the row or in the line. And في الطابور also means in the row in the line. So we've got two words here. صف صاد فاء. And طابور طاء ألف باء واو and را. في الصف أو في الطابور means in the row or in the line. الشخص التالي means the next person. الشخص means person. شخص. شخص ما. Someone. Okay. الشخص means the person. الشخص التالي next. التالي next. When you see the word التالي, very important word this one. التالي means next. اللاحق. Previous. Previous. اللاحق. Previous. Sometimes you'll find it if you are reading some Arab kitab on the internet, you'll find التالي اللاحق. التالي next. اللاحق. The previous. So you'll understand. تالي تا ألف لام أنياء from يتلو. يتلو means to come after. Also يتلو means to recite as well. But a total different meaning. الشخص التالي, the next person. Right, moving on. هل معك جواز السفر? Do you have the passport? والتذكرة, the ticket. تذكرة is a ticket. تذكرة. تا, ذال, كاف, را, and round تا. تذكرة is ticket. Hope you're writing down. تذكرة. تذكرة السفر. The ticket which is used for your travel is called the travel ticket. In Arabic is تذكرة السفر. And تذكرة not تذكرة. تذكرة means reminder. While تذكرة is a ticket. Okay. Moving on. هل أنت ترانزيت? The word transit, they also use it. It's understood. Passing through. Transit. They say in Arabic as well. إلى أين أنت ذاهب? Where are you going? أنا ذاهب إلى إسبانيا. أنا ذاهب إلى إسبانيا. Going to Spain. Going to Saudi. أنا ذاهب إلى السعودية. إلى أين أنت ذاهب? This question. إلى أين أنت ذاهب? Where are you going? إلى أين أنت ذاهب? Okay. عنوان, ما هو عنوان إقامتك? What is your address? Where will you be staying? Also, this is correct. Where will you be staying? ما هو عنوان إقامتك? Alright. Moving on. هل تعرف أحدا هناك? Do you know anybody there? أين أمتعتك? أين أمتعتك? Where's your luggage? Where's the baggage? The bags. أين أمتعتك? Where's your bags? So, these are some of the important phrases, inshallah, that we might need to remember if we are at the passport control. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to the Arabic program. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.